As it's Father's Day, I'd like to ask all of our men to stand so that I can give you a blessing and also a gift. So if you're a father, whether that be in the biological sense, giving life to others, or whether that be in the spiritual sense, being a head of a household, being the man of the family, I want you to stand. See, it was a year ago that I came to you. See, it's my 1 year anniversary because it's Father's Day. That's when I first came to you. And what we talked about then was that being men meant first that we were men of the Eucharist, men grounded in our faith, and that we defended our family from all sorts of evils, and especially encouraged them in the way of righteousness, way of right living. Today, hear those beautiful words of Deacon to bring all those who are part of God's family, all the birds, all those scattered people back into his fold. See, there's a lot of people missing today. But today, what I think our Lord wants us to do is to remember that as men, you're also priests. See, I'm a father too. I just celebrated my anniversary last week, 4 years of being a father. 4 years, 1 year being your specific father here in the parish. And what our Lord has for us is not just that I'm supposed to be called to be a priest. Yes, I'm a sacramental priest and I do this. But each one of us as men called to be priests of our families. You see, the family is called to be the domestic church. Yeah, we come here and we have this beautiful, glorious church which you all have constructed and you have maintained, and those who have come before you have done so as well. But your own families, your own households are supposed to be churches, places where God himself dwells. And you men are the priests of that family. And so today, I invite you to take up that role of being priests within your own family. And so what I want to do is I want to offer you a tool to be able to help you to do. That's what the gift is right there. I'm going to give you the blessing. But what good is it if I give you something, a tool to use, if you don't know how to use it, right? If we were to take a bunch of men, we were supposed to grab you all randomly, people from the United States, throw an M16 in your arm, maybe give you some body armor and throw you off into war. Are you going to be able to use it? You know what to do? That's why you got to be trained. That's why we send our men out to be trained, our men and women to be trained to defend our country. So I'm going to tell you, what I've got for you is each one of you, Deacon and Fabian, are going to hand you right now a gift. So this gift that they're going to give you is they're going to give you a flask. I got these flasks for you. And these flasks are full of holy water. And with these flasks, you are to do battle on behalf of your own family, your own domestic church. What does holy water do? What's the good of it? Well, you know, when I read a book that was written over 100 years ago, 1909 is when it was written, just on holy water, the great effects of holy water. And I'm going to boil down that whole 100-and-something page book in about 50 words. Really, holy water has four uses, four effects that cover all the things which holy water do. And this is what the holy water is supposed to do for you and for your families. First of all, it's supposed to be a means to drive away sickness or to protect against bodily illness. So there's somebody who's sick within your family, somebody who's struggling, whether that be with a cold or a cancer or anything else. Men, as priests of your family, sprinkle your holy water on them and pray for them. Make use of these sacramentals. But it was also a protection against evil befalling all of our temporal goods, all of our things, our possessions. That means men, you're called daily to bless your own homes. Invite me. I'll bless your home and give it the priestly blessing. Invite Deacon, he'll give it too. But you are the priest of your own household. Since you should be blessing them day by day by day. Bless your own things. That God's protection may be upon all that you have in your possession, your fields, your lands, your vehicles. That's why you have this holy water. But it also is supposed to be used as a protection or a shield, a purification against the influence of the evil one, because the evil one wants to destroy us. The world, the flesh, the devil, those are the things which want to rip apart our families, and holy water is our defense against them. What does it do? It can even purify us from venial sins and remove from us temporal punishment. Each and every time you come into Mass, that's why we have these holy water fonts there, is for these and for the next grace which is there. With faith, trusting in God, you make the sign of the cross with that holy water. Guess what? Your venial sins are forgiven you. If it's a mortal sin, you got to go to confession. But a venial sin can be purified by using these sacramentals with faith. It can also be a help in overcoming temptations of the devil. You see, the devil wants to tempt us, wants to get us off the wrong track. And so if we ourselves find ourselves in a situation where we are stuck in a sin, where we think, man, I'm so weak, I'm going to fall into this sin, I don't know how to get free from that, reach for the holy water. Sprinkle yourself. Sprinkle that thing which is tempting you. Sprinkle your family members who are struggling in that way. Satan's going to flee. You know what? Saint Teresa of Avila, one of the great saints of the church, got an awesome relic that I was given on my ordination day of her. What she said was, she said, look, I've used all the goods of the church, all these things that we have before us to drive away the evil spirits. But no matter what I've used, I've noticed the spirit comes back. Except when I use holy water. Because the devils don't come back when they are sprinkled with holy water. They leave and do not return. That's your gift as men. Claim your homes. Keep the devil out. Sprinkle holy water upon those things which try to tempt you so that your family may be protected. It actually says in the rite of blessing of water, which we use blessed salt. I say it in Latin. I'll give it to you, the translation here in English. What I say is, I'm blessing the salt before I put it into the water. I say, every delusion and wickedness of the devil and all unclean spirits fly and depart. After which, I impart that exercise salt into the water. You see, the last grace of holy water is an assistance in the sanctification of the grace of the Holy Spirit. Firstly, to illumine our own intellect so that our minds work properly, so that we're not blind to the truth, but can see the truth clearly. Also, it disposes us to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit, firstly, to be able to faithfully accomplish the duties of our lives, what we got to do as men. Secondly, to be able to pray devoutly, to be able to hear a sermon with profit. If you are not getting anything out of a sermon, it's not Deacon and my fault. If you haven't used holy water with faith, that's the tool that God has given you. But also to be able to assist us with our recollection, with having that quiet time before the Lord, to be able to listen to Him. If we're distracted, if we're off in all sorts of directions, you're trying to do a paper, you're trying to work on a project, use holy water with faith. It'll bring calm. Calm that is the very depth of your soul into your lives. And also, lastly, it helps us to be able to richly participate in the fruits of the Mass. That's why we have it at the entrance every time we come in, so we can focus just on God. God and God alone. This is what it does. And I have given you, in the bulletins, I've included this, a little half sheet of paper that you can use and keep with yourself to remind yourselves what holy water does. You can take as many of them as you want. They're right there as you leave. I got them there, and you can go with them, share the fruits of my own study with you. Use holy water. How do you do it? It's very simple. It doesn't matter where you've been in your life, if you've forgotten to, maybe you haven't been living your faith out as well as you wished you would have, and now's the time to reclaim it. Don't be held back by the past, but go forward with confidence. This is what you do. Do it as simple as this to your wives, to turn to them in the morning or before you go to bed, and to anoint them, to sprinkle water upon their foreheads and say a word of blessing. What does it mean to bless? In Spanish, we use the word bendecir, right? Which means what? Two words: to speak well of, to speak the truth of, to speak goodness into their life. So you don't have to have big words, maybe like I would use, or like Deacon would be able to use, to have this big long prayer. Say something which is good, something which is in the will of God, something which is short. Because what the saints tell us is, it's not by many words that we impress God or invoke His favor upon us, but by small words, little things, given with great love and faith, getting to the heart of the matter. Men, that's what God has called you to do as priests of your family, as priests within your own domestic church. To use that, to utilize it, to bless your families, and to not curse them. I've given you the holy water. It's on you to use them within your own families. Now, as I pray the prayer of blessing, Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, merciful and gracious God, we ask